on a cold wintry Friday night, so one wants to make a tea. So let's take the ideas that we've learned in the previous weeks and try to put together what would be the best way, what would be the second best way, third best way to make a tea. So of course the best thing would be is if I took those tea leaves, the tea bags, which were never cooked, and before Shabbos I would cook them in a kli rishon, cook them in a pot on a fire, make tea essence from in a pot of water with the tea bags and cooked. Now the tea bags and the liquid that we have over here is fully cooked. So then when it comes on Shabbos, if I have cooked, it's already fully cooked, I'm allowed to add that to even a kli rishon that's off the fire. If I have a hot cup of water that I got straight from the urn, or if I pour from the urn straight onto this liquid, it'll be mutter. Even if it cooled off, it'll be mutter. The question is, but if I don't do this eitz, if I don't cook the tea bags before Shabbos, what am I allowed to do? So if I just made tea essence in a cup before Shabbos, I took water from the hot water urn, I put it into a kli sheni, and then I soaked the tea bags in there. So we don't consider this the tea bags themselves fully cooked. They may be a little cooked, like we mentioned, one thin layer, but it's not fully cooked. So then on Shabbos, I have to be careful where I put it in, because it's still not fully cooked. So the question is like this. Or if, let's say, I did not make tea essence. I didn't make tea essence before Shabbos. So if I made tea essence before Shabbos, and this is the next best eitzah, is that after the water's in a kli sheni, I can add this liquid to the water in a kli sheni. But if I did not make tea essence, I'm left with my tea bags itself, and I want a tea. So now comes the question, when I take the water from the kli sheni and I pour it into a kli shlishi, right? The hot water urn is the kli rishon. From the kli rishon, it went into a cup, which is the kli sheni. And from that cup, I poured it into a second cup, which is now a kli shlishi. So last week, we said that in a kli sheni, even though theoretically it doesn't cook, but there's many exceptions to it, and therefore we don't put something in there that was never cooked beforehand, because it might be from those exceptions. But how about a kli shlishi? Once it's in a kli shlishi, do we say that it no longer can cook or not? So here we have a big machlekes. The Mishnah Brura and the Aruch HaShulchan both hold that taking a tea bag and putting it into a kli shlishi is bishul and will be asar on Shabbos. They consider the tea leaves something which is so sensitive to cooking that even in a kli shlishi it could get cooked. As opposed to Rav Moshe Feinstein, where Rav Moshe holds that once it hits a kli shlishi, we don't find any bishul anymore, and all those exceptions that we mentioned in the past weeks is in a kli sheni, not in a kli shlishi. And therefore, many, many people have been following the minhag of Rav Moshe, which is that once it reaches a kli shlishi, you can put a tea bag into a kli shlishi. But it is a big machlekes. It's someone who knows that they're going to want tea. Someone who always has tea is definitely a better eitzah to make that tea since before Shabbos to use one of the other eitzahs, which will be according to everyone. That's when it comes to making tea. When it comes to making instant coffee was already somewhat cooked, so it's less of a question. And in Mitzvah next week, we'll talk about the different types of coffees and work from there. Good Shabbos.